Brian and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Remember a few years ago when we started getting all these complaints from some people who were saying, I can only get 99.7 DJX on my car radio?
They were complaining about that?
Well, because they weren't typical listeners. So their car was only playing 99.7 DJX, and it turned out that it was a certain car specific to this certain car, and it was something to do with, I don't even remember, but it was some sort of technical thing.
Look at that as a blessing.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a great marketing campaign if we were able to actually control it. We had no control over it, though. And it was kind of interesting because, you know, these people who aren't typical 99.7 DJX listeners were getting a healthy dose of 99.7 DJX. And that could probably drive you a little bit nuts if that's not, if like hey, listen, I understand we're not everyone's jam. But
hard to believe.
So I only bring this up because this happened again, but not with 99.7 DJX, with a radio station, like a public radio station out in Seattle. This happened when these cars, and it was affecting only these Mazda cars from like 2014 to 2017. So if you owned a Mazda between 2014 and 2017, you could only pick up this certain public radio station.
And, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And this Mazda owner who was interviewed was like, luckily I actually listened to that station, but I was baffled.
And when I tell people about it, they're like, oh my God, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. You can adjust the volume, you can't change the stations. Luckily, I am an NPR listener, and that's fine. So I have NPR.
Yeah. I mean, he was just like, I can't do anything. I can't adjust the volume, I can't change the radio station. It was baffling. And then, you know, I guess they ended up talking to like the engineer at the radio station.
One theory is that some cars get their radio signal through 3G. And a few weeks ago, when cell phone companies and KUOW switched to 5G, that caused some stereo systems to glitch.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And that was news to me. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, there is something to do with 3G, 4G, 5G, all that technology. And so immediately I'm thinking, all right, how can we do that here? is there a way we can do that again? I don't know.
99.7 DJX will force you to listen.
right. Whether you want to or not. The only way you can exactly stop listening is sell your car. Yeah. So anyways, I thought that was kind of funny. Interesting marketing ploy that was unintentional. But anyways, coming up this hour, we've got feel-good stories. Setting the bar story that literally is costing over $30,000 to get to. I feel good. Do these every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is pretty incredible. So this guy, his name is Randy Waits, lives in California, was watching a news report about winter weather in Lake Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
Noticed that the guy being interviewed on the news was Eddie Waits. They have the same last name.
All right.
So Randy was kind of like, well, that's weird. Kind of got his daughter to do some digging. Eventually figured out he had a long lost brother.
What?
So after that, they got on the phone. It was kind of an unbelievable moment for him. He said it was just instantaneous chill all the way from my head down to my toes. He said at first, that's not possible. But then once I saw a picture of him, I saw my dad, I knew it was real.
Just unbelievable.
It is.
Where you been all my life?
I don't know. Where have you been?
Yeah, right. I said I've seen him on the news, and I've never met anybody else that had the same spelling of my last name.
I saw his features, and he actually looked a lot like my dad in the eyes.
This is almost an out-of-body experience. The whole thing is surreal to have not only a brother, but a family that I never even knew existed. It's beyond words.
Wow.
Yeah. He said he'd never met his father, never even saw a picture of him his entire life.
Dang.
So now, a lot of blanks have been filled in, which is just incredible. And again, you can see the story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
15 minutes on Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX. Oh, man. The news of how Bob Saget passed away, just heartbreaking. You know, he passed away back on January 9th. And now...
He was on tour.
Yeah, he was on tour, and it was just so sudden. And, you know, examiners were like, you know, there doesn't appear to be anything, like, salacious or, you know, there was no intrusion or anything like that. No drugs, no alcohol. And so, finally, it was determined that it was head trauma. And immediately when I heard that, I was like, head trauma? That sounds like... That's typically murder. I know. I was sitting there thinking someone hit him or something like that. But here is the report.
Bob Saget didn't die of a heart attack or a stroke, which was the original belief. They have learned that the cause of death was a little more shocking and definitely tragic after checking into the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Orlando on January 9th, that he hit his head on something, possibly the headboard, but there was an obvious bruise on the back of his head. Bob didn't know the severity of the injury and got under the covers and went to sleep. He never woke up and died from a brain bleed.
Man.
Oh, wow.
That is just... I guess the one thing that I look at that and go, okay, he died peacefully,
in his sleep.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was peaceful though, but I at least know that, you know, it wasn't anything anybody had out to get him. And right. But man, that just
sounds like an accident. It sounds like that was a bigger deal. He needed to get checked out.
Yeah, like a horrible accident. But you know, yeah. I'm thinking of myself, and I'm like, if I hit my head, and as long as I'm feeling all right, I'm not even telling anybody.
I know, you put some ice on it,
right?
And you go about, you know, yeah.
But yeah, it sounds like it was just a freak accident, and so yeah, just so incredibly sad. But anyways. The cause of death released yesterday about Bob Saget.
Right. Well,
I want to know, have you ever cost your company thousands of dollars and kept your job?
I can't imagine there's a lot of people that have.
I wasn't asking that to you, Kelly. I know.
Thank you.
Myself, I probably, if I think back on it, I have. I've wrecked a lot of station vehicles. So that's, you know, thousands of dollars to get them repaired, right?
Three so far, I think.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what the actual tally on that figure
probably
is.
Probably best not to ask.
Never. I don't think we've ever been fined directly by the FCC. So I think that's in our industry where we'd rack up the biggest, you know, expense and stuff like that. But
which, again, we could have because of you.
Right. Yeah, no, I know. I have done things on the air that very well could have been flagged by the FCC. So
didn't mean to.
No, of course not.
Thought best we were off the air.
Best of intentions. So
exactly.
This guy on the first day on the job.
Oh, wow.
Made a $30,000 mistake.
Did he have a day two on the job? That's really what we need to know.
I at this time, I think he's still working there. Yes. So that's why I'm like, have you ever cost your company thousands of dollars and kept your job?
Holy cow.
That's Eddie the Bar Story coming up next. Look, mistakes happen. Mistakes happen all the time. It's, you know, how you bounce back from those mistakes, whether you learn from those mistakes. That's how you grow. Sometimes those mistakes can cost a company money. That's for sure. That's the case here with your Setting the Bar Story. Now, what's a Setting the Bar Story, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do, or we hope that you don't find yourself in this situation.
Yeah, so this guy on the job for exactly one day. So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting bored on your first day on the job, and ruining a painting worth $850,000, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. How exactly did we do that?
So this painting, and I'm going to just try to describe it. It's called Three Figures. It was painted back in 1932. It's world famous, and it was on display in this museum, right? And so the painting is three figures. It's like three, I guess, people, right? But they're faceless.
They almost look a little like bowling pins.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. Right. But they're faceless. They're zero face.
They just have like two dots for eyes and that's it.
No, they don't. They don't have any.
Oh, no.
What you're seeing is what the security guard did. So the security guard apparently got bored because When he was interviewed by police, this is what he said. Oh, no. I got bored, and so I drew eyeballs on the painting.
You know what? To be honest, I think he improved it.
Well, the museum that lent that painting to the museum where it was being shown didn't think so.
Oh, no.
No. And so there was an investigation because obviously vandalism, and this security guard.
At it, though, you can't really tell.
Kelly, this
looks like the same kind of like paint.
Well, okay. He just used pencil, by the way. Yeah, so the ink or something, but it wasn't like paint. It was just like a pen or a pencil or whatever, but to just draw little eyeballs on the thing. His job was to guard that painting.
Oopsies. Oh, he wasn't very good at that job.
No,
he's telling me he's still on the job, though.
He
had to have been immediately fired.
There's nowhere in the story does it say whether or not he has his job still, but it does say that police refused to open a criminal vandalism case against him because there were no signs of a crime as defined by their code.
Because they're really decent looking eyeballs.
Hey, look, the good news in this, you can see this board security guard's artwork now in this new tour.
Oh, wow.
Whoops, hang on, I got it for you.
Welcome everyone to the Museum of Contemporary Classics, follow me. Here we have the famous painting Three Figures, but now two of them have eyes drawn on, so it's now called Three Figures, Two Be Watching You. This, of course, is Happy Mona Lisa.
Happy Mona Lisa.
And over here, this is Van Gogh's Starry Night, but now it's Starship Enterprise Night. Yes. And last but not least, The Last Supper with Check. Now let's go meet the secondary artist on all of these. The overnight security guard, just this way.
The secondary artist on all these. I think my favorite was The Last Supper with Check. It's like,
with Check.
Here's the bill.
Who's picking this one up?
Who's got this? All right, so there again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting bored on your first day and ruining a painting worth $850,000, you're doing okay.
I'm crying because it kind of looks good.
We'll tweet it out so you can see for yourself, okay? At Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I would imagine there are going to be a lot of dates happening this weekend. Maybe even first dates or second dates, but like maybe even some new relationships. You're trying that out on Valentine's Day. Like, hey, why not? It's romantic.
Yeah.
You want to go out for the first time?
Great time for a first date, yeah.
We're going to give you some examples of ways you can get out of that date if it turns south.
Okay.
All right? But I got to be honest. After reading some of these, you might come away looking like a whack job, all right?
Okay.
But small price to pay, all right?
Exactly.
So that's coming up. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. A lot of people probably going to be heading out on a date this weekend with Valentine's Day being on Monday. I would imagine probably Saturday is going to be a big like day for dates and stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
Have you ever been in a date when you're like, man, this ain't going anywhere? And then
I need an out.
Yeah, you're like, I need an out. How do I get out of this situation? You know, outside of just telling the truth and saying, hey, look, I appreciate, you know, wanting to come out and do this thing. It's just not working out. I got to go. I mean,
I appreciate the date. I don't necessarily like it, though.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. And honestly, that's probably the best way to just get out of a date. Just be honest.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah, exactly. And your date will understand, even though maybe feelings and ego may be bruised a little bit. I mean,
I'm just not looking for a relationship right now.
Right, right. Just a quick, hey, look, this isn't working out. So, yeah. But here are some other ways that you might be able to get out of a date. And I got to be honest, some of them are going to make you sound cuckoo.
Okay.
So there's the old have your friend call you.
Right.
Yeah, like technique that has been a longstanding tradition of, hey, you know, about 20 minutes into the day, give me a call and take the temperature. And if we're having a good time, you know, I'll just ignore it. If we're not, I'm answering it.
Yep, exactly. It's a time-honored tradition that has served many people well over the years.
Have you ever used that technique?
No, I haven't. There've maybe only one date that I could remember to where I was just real excited when it was done. No, sorry, couple. There was a couple of them.
All right.
One I actually drove to Indianapolis for. A half hour into the date, he's like, so do you think we're going to go out again?
You're like,
when
nope.
We're assessing the situation a half an hour into it, I'm probably not coming back.
You could spill a drink on yourself.
Oh, that's a little bit more aggressive and also could potentially stain a really nice outfit if you like what you're wearing.
Well, but that's where it's deciding what article of clothing you might be worth sacrificing.
Oh.
And then spilling something like not your water, but like...
Not red wine.
But spilling something that could potentially stain on yourself. And then
we're
saying
red wine?
And then saying, look, I got to get this is one of my favorite things. I got to take care of it. Sorry to cut this short. Got to go.
Oh, that's aggressive. That's a little more aggressive than I think I would ever be. I would write it out before ruining something I'm wearing.
Okay. This is where it starts. Literally, we're three in.
And now we're going downhill into crazy town.
And then this is where it's going to start getting a little wacko. Okay.
All right.
So these are clever ways to escape a bad date from the website Your Tango. Sneak out.
Just leave? Ghost him?
Excuse yourself for the restroom, take your purse, and ghost him bye-bye.
Now, if you feel like you're in danger, I say yes.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're not in danger, that's not good.
Like I said, these are all going to make you sound... And then you're going to eventually have to talk to this guy.
Exactly.
I mean, like how are you going to get out? Anyways... Find out what he's looking for once he tells you the qualities and characteristics that he desires. Tell him that you are wrong.
Oh.
You're the wrong girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or you could just launch into how to lose a guy in 10 days kind of strategy.
Yeah. Tell him you don't like lovemaking.
Oh, okay.
That's going to shut things down.
All right. Just so you know, I don't do the kissy-kissy or anything.
Accuse him of looking at another woman.
Oh, that is a little crazy, especially if he's not.
Well, but they're saying wait for him to glance in the direction of someone else in the place you're at.
And then just go into full-on crazy mode, crazy jealous.
Tell him you spotted your ex.
Oh, that might shut it down too.
Yeah, you're like, oh my gosh, there is my ex. I gotta go.
I thought that I was over him. I'm not. I gotta go.
Say you've got your period.
Come on now. No one's gonna say that. No one's gonna say that.
These are ways to escape. These are like ways to get out of a date.
Oh wow.
We're helping here. We're helping.
Oh, we're helping?
Yeah.
I don't endorse that one.
Well, I'm saying all of these now are kind of cuckoo, right?
Yes.
And then you can just start crying.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And just say, can't stop thinking about your ex.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that'll end it real quick. And also, probably get all eyes in the restaurant on you.
Right, for sure. So if you are really searching your brain for a way to get out of a situation, a date perhaps, that you may be going on tonight, tomorrow, this weekend.
Or you write it out and then you tell us about it. Like, let it play out. And maybe it gets even worse, and then you'll have a fun story to tell us. I'm on board with that.
All right, either way, don't say we didn't try, all right?
Exactly.
It's 99.7 DJX. Guy texts in and says, hey, if I'm a guy, can I also use the I have my period excuse on a date?
That would be interesting. I'd definitely get a look.
I'm not going to say all of what Laura said, but... she said, yeah, you could say the fart was a little more.
The fart was a little more. That's a good way to say it.
Than that.
Uh-huh. No one's going to do that, though. There's no woman that's going to do that.
Well, apparently Laura has. She says, I've gone extreme to stop a date.
Laura!
She says, if you're going to fib, go big. I like that.
Dance.
99.7 DJX. Your feel good here in just a quick sec. The United States got an opportunity to expand to or grow their medal count to 9, and now they're up to 4th place including three golds, thanks in part to Chloe Kim winning gold in the women's halfpipe. And then Nathan Chen, who set the record, he did not disappoint.
Hello. The best skater in the world just brought it on the biggest stage in the world.
Give him his crown.
There's your Olympic champion, everyone. I don't even need to wait for the judges' score.
Yeah, they haven't.
Tremendous.
They haven't even seen the score yet.
There it is. 218 and change. It's official now. Nathan Chen is the Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, that dude has. Yeah, he has certainly come on strong in this these Olympics. So, anyways, it's 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Every hour we'll give you feel good stories right around this time, Kelly.
Okay, so this starts off kind of sad. 11-year-old Audrey, she lives in Texas, lost her father and her grandfather last year. So she had a daddy-daughter dance coming up, and naturally, that was going to be a really super sad time for her until her mom, Holly, reached out to Audrey's favorite NFL player.
The whole week I was just like nervous, and I was like, okay, this is going to be super fun, but I was super nervous.
A special day for an 11-year-old girl trying to get through a difficult time. Audrey Soap danced the night away Friday, escorted to her daddy-daughter dance by none other than Eagle safety Anthony Harris. He flew to a suburb near Austin, Texas for the big day.
Just trying to be, you know, a human, trying to take off the helmet, trying to take off the cape of, you know, what I do professionally, and just show some sympathy for that family and try to show some support there.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? You know, he ended up paying for her dress, her shoes, hair, and makeup on the special night out. And she just absolutely felt like a princess. The pictures are awesome that a mom shared on social media. We've got it all up at WDJX.com if you want to check it out. It's a great story.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Sarah, who she's reaching out because her boyfriend's choosing to spend time with his kids and not her. Now, before you immediately jump in and start roasting.
Because immediately we know you want to roast.
I know. There's a reason behind that, and the situation we'll explain coming up in group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, and if you have an issue, just shoot us a message at Ben and Kelly Show, and we'll toss it out to our listeners, see if you can, you know, get some help.
She says, let's just say my name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm having trouble with an issue that I can't seem to let go. I reminded my very busy boyfriend that he may need to make reservations so that we can go to our favorite spot on Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's Monday, right?
Yes. Then he tells me that he's spending Valentine's Day with his kids.
Okay.
She says, I'm sorry, I'm not a crappy person. I have three kids of my own, but correct me if I'm wrong, Valentine's Day is not a child's holiday. Children have all the other holidays, gifts, etc. LOL. Valentine's Day is the one holiday a woman can look forward to besides Mother's Day. At least that's how I feel. I feel it's the one holiday in the year that you and your significant other can celebrate each other and your love for one another.
Mm-hmm.
I get my kids candy, but that's about it. I just kind of feel pushed aside on this one. I'm not selfish at all, but I'm kind of scared to say anything to him about it, about how I really feel. Am I wrong for feeling like this?
Hmm. I don't know. I'm kind of a bad person to ask because Valentine's Day was never a huge thing with my wife and I. Even when we were dating, it was a thing where, you know, we'd give when we first started dating, it sounds like maybe she's starting, like this is a relatively new relationship, because when we first started dating, you know, all those sort of like little holidays were kind of big, where it was like, all right, well, let's go out to eat.
Yeah.
Let's get each other a card, you know, some candy or something like that. But then after a family, after kids, after marriage and stuff, we show our appreciation and love to the family. We show it to the kids. You know, my wife and I will maybe get each other a card.
Yeah.
We don't do a whole lot. Now I say that, and I'm like thinking back going, man, do we? So I don't know if I'm a great person to ask about that.
Well, we don't actually know how long they have been together and how new the relationship is. And Gina says, I need more information. How long y'all been together? Is Valentine's Day on his normal scheduled visitation day? Other than that, people telling you to grow up is kind of childish. Your feelings are important, too. Either way, Valentine's Day is for couples. I'm a mom and a wife, and we've never brought the kids out with us for romantic Valentine's dinners.
Right.
Yes. The kids should come first to an extent. To completely push you aside, though, and not even discuss, he's already made plans. Clearly, you are not included, or even a thought, I would voice my feelings.
Man. Okay. This is where we turn to you, and especially if you are navigating that similar situation in your life right now, how you're approaching it, I think would be helpful, right?
Yeah, and I think at the very least, she needs to say, well, okay, if we can't go out on that day, I still want to have a special dinner night out, just the two of us, some other night.
All right. 502-571-9970. It's group therapy. Sarah reached out to us, her boyfriend choosing to spend time with his kids over her on Valentine's Day. She's a little upset. Feels like it's the one holiday in the year that you and her, your significant other can celebrate each other and your love. And want to know how she approaches this.
Lisa said maybe he doesn't have the extra funds right now to give her the Valentine's Day she's trying to force on him. Mm. It's a silly holiday, and I really feel sorry for anyone who's desperate for attention on one day out of the year. Now, I don't think that she's demanding that he spend a lot of money on her. I think she just wants to spend time with him.
Well, I will say a lot of people are pointing out the fact that it's a day, and it's a made-up holiday.
Yes.
And so you can easily celebrate that holiday anytime.
Like, yeah, pick another day. If it does, if it's not going to work out and he's got to have his kids on that day, then pick another day. I think that's a great point. And Jared also said, my wonderful wife says Valentine's Day is a racket. Show your love every day. Which I agree. You should definitely make sure that you are making your spouse or significant other feel like they are important and loved as often as possible.
Now, there are several people who are saying that He should at least acknowledge the fact that, you know, that is a holiday traditionally spent with significant others, and acknowledge that and say, hey, look, you know, I've got to be with the kids, or I'm with the kids this day, but let's do something, you know, maybe this weekend or something to celebrate. Now, Tamara says, look, maybe it's just that he told her that, but he actually has a surprise plan.
Oh, that's pretty
nice.
Now,
I would love to spoil any surprise that you hadn't even thought about, Sarah, so this is great.
Okay, it could be that. Then Trina's coming in, though. Wouldn't it be funny if he's spending the day with his kids and their mother? Hashtag devil's advocate. I don't think we need to talk about that. I don't think that's it.
So
I would choose to think he wouldn't do that.
Do we have her say something to him?
I think if it's not going to work out on Valentine's Day to be together, that she communicates that she wants to do something special soon.
And especially when all the restaurants aren't as booked.
That was a point raised by a lot of people, that you avoid the craziness of actually going out on that day and do something soon. Use that as a celebration of you guys.
Wait, isn't the 15th the day for the other women? Isn't that
what
the
day? Holiday are you trying to bring up now?
Isn't there, am I mistaken in this, that there is Valentine's Day, which is for couples, right? But isn't there a holiday for, like, if you want to take the other woman out?
What? No. Isn't that, I don't like think the, we bring attention because, to that either.
Because Valentine's Day is on the 13th. That's for
that's
ladies going
for
out
ladies.
Celebrating right. themselves. Am I just making that up in my head?
I feel like you're making it up.
I thought I've heard that before.
I don't think there should be a day for that.
Anyways, I'm not promoting that maybe is what you should do, but I am saying that maybe just go to him and suggest, let's celebrate.
I don't want Valentine's Day to completely go by without any acknowledgement for us. Just set aside some time, the two of us.
Because I think if you try to make an ultimatum between you or the kids,
yeah,
kids are going to win.
Exactly. Ultimatums usually never work out well.
Well, let us know how it works. Keep us posted. United States, they're up to fourth now on the medal list. Winter Olympics seems
out of how many countries compete? Oh, do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm going to think that's really good, though.
There's
a lot of countries in the world, right?
I was going to say, more than 10.
Okay.
So
I'm going to say, yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I do know that do you know if the Jamaican bobsled team made the finals. They qualified for the Olympics for the first time in like 20 years. But
really,
it has Cool Runnings vibes all written all over it.
I love it.
Yeah,
everything about it.
Yeah. But Nathan Chen took home the gold medal in men's figure skating last night. Chloe Kim got a gold in women's half pipe. Those are obviously Olympic athletes. But what if, Kelly, we played a game where you had to determine whether it was an Olympic athlete or an adult film star?
No, I don't like this game because I do not have knowledge of either. I don't. I really don't.
Okay, so... Did you say dang it? You don't like this game? Olympic athlete or adult film star? All right, so here, I'll give you an easy one, all right?
Uh-huh.
I'll give you an easy one. Brittany Bowe.
I think that's an athlete, right? I feel like I learned that last time. She's an athlete, right?
Yes, that's why it's an easy one. Yes, correct.
Okay, good. Yes. Good. Yes. All right, good.
Hang on, let me give you a little encouragement here.
All right. Yay! Can you give me Chloe Kim? Because I think she's an athlete, too.
Because we just literally talked about
yes.
her? Okay. You're one for one. Olympic athlete or adult film star? Uh-huh. Evan Bates.
Okay. I feel like that's an actor.
Evan Bates is an Olympian in figure skating. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. I mean, he's amazing.
All right, Olympic athlete or adult film star? Danny Daniels.
Oh, Daddy. First of all, Brittany says there's 91 countries. So that's great. Fourth place is great.
Okay.
Danny, I feel like that's an actor, right?
An adult actor?
Yeah.
You are
all right,
Danny Daniels.
I think he's also probably pretty amazing.
Danny's spelled with an I, so Danny's a female.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Girl Danny, but she's amazing when she does. Okay, I'm so uncomfortable.
You're really good at this game. How many more do you want?
I don't know. How many more do you have?
I'll give you one more. All right.
Okay.
August Ames. Olympic athlete, adult film
star. I'm going to say an athlete. You should also make me guess an event if I say athlete.
Okay.
I'm going to say
what event
curling.
Do you think?
An Olympic athlete curling.
Curling. I like that spin on the game. August Ames is an athlete, but not an Olympic athlete. Oh. She's an athlete in the bedroom.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
All right.
Oh, well, dang. Yeah, real bad at this game.
Yeah, we'll stop there.
Okay.
Congratulations.
There's no congratulations in order. That was really bad.
You're accepting no thanks on this game?
No thanks. But you know what? I'm proud that I'm really bad at this game. On one part of it. On one part. I should probably know the athletes.
Yeah. Megan texted in and said the WDJX IT department today is like, what were you looking up? Yeah, that's we've said on many occasions that we hope if no one ever looks at our search history on our computers.
We got to go in incognito mode for show prep.
Something like that for sure. All right, there you go. JX. Quest, make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show. Throwback Thursday, let's go. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Kind of funny. Dane is just like mom's spaghetti. And I get that. I understand that. We get it.
That's all you need to say.
Yeah. Eminem halftime show coming up this Sunday.
Also, this is a restaurant now, is it not?
It is a restaurant, Mom's Spaghetti. He's actually bringing it to L.A. Yeah. Throwback Thursday!
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already.
Mom's Spaghetti!
He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks blow. His opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
So Aaron said that I turned the big 4-0 last weekend, so I need to party like it's 1999. Remember the one time Prince played at the Super Bowl halftime show and it was raining and it was epic and everybody said, hey, look, there's a football game at a Prince concert.
Yeah. I feel like A lot of people are going to be saying that this Sunday, too, when Eminem, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige,
be epic.
Snoop Dogg. Be listening for some of them later on in Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Would you look at that, Prince. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Kim's all like, hey, Set Fire to the Rain by Adele, because it was number one 10 years ago today.
Really?
Kim's doing work.
Wow, let's research.
What? Why are you doing work? Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. You ready for the train wreck that is known as Throwback Thursday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. By the way, screaming out your name, gotta give a shout out to Courtney and Hudson. They're listening this morning. Love to have you guys aboard.
Throwback Thursday. S-N-O-O-P-D-O-G. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJ. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back. Jennifer rolls in. I'm going to need some sneaky bangers during Throwback Thursday, like Party Rock.
Yeah, right. Sneaky bangers always needed.
You know what? I'm not even going to say this was sneaky. This was in your face banger. This was not a sneaky banger. Not at all. Throwback Thursday.
Party Rock! We just want to see
you. Break that. Did you say, hey, break that?
Yes. I can't no not one, hear Party no Rick one, in my head. I can't not.
No one knows not. That reference.
Yes,
no
they
one
do.
Except for you
yes,
knows that
do.
Reference.
Yes, they do.
All right, it's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Ben Truby's all like, hey, I need to hear some Sandstorm, a.k.a. Haboob, to get my day started right. You know what? Here, listen. I'm about to drop some knowledge on you. A little knowledge bomb. Mm-hmm. Haboob is a Sandstorm. So it's Darude Haboob.
Yeah, you know what? It's more fun to say. Haboob to start your day.
Haboobs. Ah, Throwback Thursday. As long as there are sporting events, that song will live on.
Absolutely.
Little Super Bowl-themed Throwback Thursday this morning. Jared's all like, when Lady Gaga opened her Super Bowl halftime show, was really cool at the top of the stadium. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, then, yeah, that was pretty great.
And then Michael, who played one of our games last week, was like, hey, I was a single guy who won those Cheer Live tickets. By the way, I just came out. Not even looking for a lucky lady anymore.
Can we were talking about, hey, let's get you a date.
Yeah.
We were looking for the wrong date.
We were. So congratulations, man. He said, can we play Born This Way? Yeah, so we'll knock some Gaga off there. Obviously, she had a great Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 EJX. By the way, you can always get a request in for Throwback Thursday. Tweet us, message us, text us. Doesn't matter.
You can send us snail mail, but we probably won't get it in time.
That's true. Stephanie rolls in with, hey, I want to hear some Sean Kingston. Why not?
Why not?
Shoddy fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa. What's up, Kingston, let's go, hey!
Throwback Thursday.
Dang it, I forgot how much this slaps.
Well,
Sean Kingston, well, what's he up to? Is he working at the Gap? Where is he?
I don't know.
Where is he?
Ashley, we see you. Family Affair, Mary J. Roland, halftime show, Throwback Thursday action. Yeah. Oh, gosh. When everybody started like looking up, what does percolate mean? Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. Feels so good.
Yeah. So many people are saying, listen, if you're doing a Super Bowl halftime theme, how you gonna ignore Janet and JT?
I mean, let's roll. Throwback Thursday.
Oh, God.
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. How are we going to follow Janet? How about with Justin, yeah?
Oh, snap.
Oh, gosh, I like this.
By the way, shout out to Anonymous Mom, who used to get crazy back in the day, cruising Preston. She's getting in her feels this morning.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Sexy up. Go heavy
down. Sexy on.
Get your sexy on.
Get your sexy on.
Like you're really annoyed.
Get your
sexy on.
Will you please get your sexy on? I said please. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Yes, Missy. Yes, all the texters. We need Dre. Yes.
Yep. Gotta have Dre.
I mean, you can't.
Don't forget about Dre.
Literally. Forgot about Dre. Halftime show this Sunday. Throwback Thursday.
Y'all know me.
I mean, how great is this gonna be? How great is this gonna be? It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7. Gotta roll with it! I just gotta roll with it!
Oh, more Snoop!
Amy says, my kids are already embarrassed by my dance moves to Throwback Thursday. I hate to tell them, they haven't seen anything yet. Hashtag, welcome to your real mama.
Wow.
Welcome to your real mama. Here we go.
With so much drama in that.
Money in my money in my money.
Oh. This show is going to be so good.
It's going to be so good. Throwback Thursday.
Laid back.
On DJX.
Dana said drop my daughter off in the car right away. She was singing Snoop Doggy Dog. The teacher that helped her out of the car started giggling. Thank you, Throwback Thursday.
My name is what? My name is what? My name is Sadie.
Come here, lady. Oh, this... Sadie, wait a minute. That's my girl, dog.
This halftime show.
Oh, yeah. Katie from Crawford, Indiana. Crawford County, she said, this is getting me so excited for Sunday.
Yeah. We're kind of taking a almost look back at other halftime shows with this Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. About Maroon 5. Do you have that?
Oh, God. Do we have to do Maroon 5?
Oh, dang. Oh,
shit. Do we have to do Maroon 5? One, we need some Katy Perry and the Dancing Shark.
Oh, yeah. Left Shark.
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Now, we're getting a bunch of texts that just say Kendrick.
Oh,
I'm just assuming it's
Lamar?
This. Nah, I'm assuming it's this. Anna Kendrick. That's what I'm assuming. Because Kendrick Lamar isn't old enough to make it on Throwback Thursday. So I'm assuming they're wanting this. I mean, that's what I was assuming. Kendrick meant, right? Kendrick?
What did you do? You broke TBT.
No, I mean, I'm assuming
literally broke it.
Anna Kendrick, right? The only thing that can save it.
Oh my
God. The greatest rock band in the world! Where's Nickelback for the halftime show?
Oh my God.
I'm through with standing in line.
Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Man, that was a fun one.
That was a good one. And, you know, Stephanie texted, y'all are killing it this morning. Super Bowl weekend and sunshine. Can't get any better than this. Keep it up. Jamming in my car. Fun times.
Love it. Yeah, look, Bethany, who texts in, hubby's first time listening to Throwback Thursday, and he says, well, Ben just ruined it with Nickelback and all that. Bethany, that's where you got to explain to your husband he's wrong. I have accentuated it.
Listen, we went from Anna Kendrick Cubs to Nickelback. I don't even remember. What were we, Katy Perry before that? It was just wow.
Listen.
Dre, Eminem. We went all over the place.
Jonathan agrees, says Anna Kendrick, hashtag sneaky banger.
Is it?
It was.
Is it?
It was total sneaky banger. So, all right. So there you go. Throwback Thursday. Zach tweets us with the whole Kendrick thing. He's like, you got me, man. You got me. Yep. Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to make sure that you are... very specific.
You got to clarify.
Yep. If you enjoyed the Throwback Thursday with the Eminem, the Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, we are going to be sprinkling all of those songs all weekend long in preparation of Super Bowl Sunday. So
that's a great decision.
Yeah. I think it reminded us how not sneaky bangers, but just plain in-your-face bangers all of those were. So
1,000%. It's going to be a great show.
By the way, Snoop Dogg just bought Death Row Records, the record label that launched his career.
That is such a cool full-circle moment.
I know. I thought that was neat. He said, this is an extremely meaningful moment for me. So that was pretty cool. And then Emily messages us and says, I'm driving my 6-year-old daughter to school this morning. We're tuned in. I'm dancing, singing to Throwback Thursday, when a solid 12 minutes of cry laughing happens to me, and here's why. Y'all play Lose Yourself, and my 6-year-old says, Eminem, can I eat him? Wait, did he say Mom's spaghetti? I don't like your spaghetti or anyone else's. 6-year-old then says, Why is he singing about a doggy? I want a dog. Can we get one? 6-year-old says, is Lady Gaga a baby? 6-year-old says, are we cheering for the Eagles in the Super Bowl? 6-year-old says, Mom, you don't sing with any of these people very well at all.
Oh, my God.
And then says, thanks for a good morning ride in this morning. So thank you, Emily, for sharing that.
I'm crying. Thank you so much for just weaving all. That's an entire experience. That's a show experience.
I love that. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Dua Lipa posting a picture of her eating a pizza yesterday on National Pizza Day, riding in her private airplane, like living the life. My family tried to celebrate National Pizza Day, but then we ended up getting burritos at the taco truck at the end of the street. I will say, we call up a pizza place. I mean, now listen, we only made one attempt, but we call.
Okay, so you didn't really
go
down the line too far.
No, but we call up a place and it rang and rang and rang. Person answers, and I'm like, hey, just want to order place an order for carry out.
And that's going to be 2 hours.
No, didn't even say that. Poor girl was like, I'm the only server and I'm like incredibly busy. I can't, I can't even take an order right now. I'm like,
oh no.
And I just go, okay.
Then it's kind of what makes you, do you want me to come work?
Yeah, yeah. You need me to scrub in? I mean,
I'm not going to brag, but I have experience working at Little Caesars in school.
Yeah, so I don't know. Dua Lipa looking good there. Eating that pizza on National Pizza Day yesterday. Of course, she's going to be in Nashville on Valentine's Day, on February 14th. So congratulations to everybody who won tickets from 99.7 DJX.
We did give those away when? A long, 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 long time ago, right?
We did. We sent them.
Awesome.
Yeah. We're sending. That was fun. We sent several listeners down to Nashville for that. So congrats. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So, Super Bowl halftime show. Obviously, a lot of people love the commercials that they see because they're always, you know, it's like advertisers put their all into those commercials, you know, because they're spending.
Yeah, I mean, they spend a boatload of money.
Yeah, I think records were set with this commercial, like this year's Super Bowl.
7 million for like 30 seconds or something.
Yeah. Will Smith has a cool little commercial for his reboot of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on Peacock.
I'm ready when you're ready. Go ahead, start. Now this is a story all about how
we turn upside down. Yeah, and so it's just,
A bunch of random people.
Yeah, random people from around the world just kind of zooming in with Will Smith doing verses of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme songs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. So, you know, obviously those commercials that make it to the air or make it to print or whatever, those go through a lot of eyes. Or you'd like to think so.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, a lot of people have to sign off.
You gotta bring their A game. It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you got to sign off on that stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, setting the bar, someone missed something.
Okay.
It's
someone or a lot of people? I feel like a lot of people did.
Well, I'm thinking it's probably just someone because this is a smaller business and a print ad. So setting the bar, if you can actually make it through the day without running an advertisement in the newspaper, then realizing it actually contains a naughty image, then you're doing okay.
What image is it showing?
So this pizza chain near Philly, they had to apologize after they ran an ad that showed like food. And this pizza chain also like serves espresso drinks, coffee drinks, right?
Okay.
So it showed food and a picture of a cappuccino. And so Kelly, I know you're not a coffee drinker, but a cappuccino is like the, it's a saucer cup and you have a layer of the espresso underneath and then you've got a layer of foam on top, right?
Yeah, and I've seen people like make designs and stuff in the foam, right?
Yeah.
A lot of hearts a lot of times.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But this pizza chain didn't realize the picture in the coffee was Photoshopped. And so the foam on top of the coffee was actually a picture of a fully naked man. And it wasn't just a fully naked man. It was the meme that you see going around of people kind of like going, oh my gosh, look at, you know, click this link and see this picture of my beautiful new puppy I got. And then you click the link.
No.
And then it's a picture of this dude who's sitting on the end of a bed.
Yes. No, I know the one.
Do you know the meme?
Yeah, I know the one.
And he's in his full glory.
Yeah, I know the one. Oh my gosh.
So it's the picture of him.
No, in foam on this coffee, in this ad.
Yeah.
Oh, no. How did they miss that? How did they miss that?
Well, to be fair, it is easily missed. If you're just scanning it and you're looking at it and you're not expecting it, it's like it just looks like foam. But then when you look closer.
Oh, no. Yeah. I clicked on it.
Okay, good. I was wanting you to click on it. So again, setting the bar, you know, just note to double check everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. It is, you know, for their Valentine's Day, though.
That is true. That is true. The advertisement is for their Valentine's Day.
It's got a chocolate lava cake right next to it.
I know, it's so great. So anyways, should we tweet that out? Ah, man. Okay, all right. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. But if you're easily offended and you can't take a joke, then definitely don't click on it. All right.
Yes, you have a choice to click on it or not to click on it. So if you don't like sassy jokes, then don't click on it.
Right. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Coming up on the show, we're going to have to do a time honored tradition.
What kind of time-honored tradition? We don't have a lot of good time-honored traditions.
We have many time-honored traditions on this show, Kelly.
I don't think I approve of any of them.
And that is, we place bets on the outcome of the Super Bowl.
No. Why hasn't somebody set fire to the Wheel of Dares yet? It needs to be set on fire.
I'm telling you what, it is, and you can't even deny, it is a time-honored tradition.
No, it's... It's a tradition.
It is a
There's
tradition.
There's no honor to it, though.
All right, so coming up, we'll do our little time-honored tradition. We'll draw. I'll draw a piece of paper out of a hat. It's either going to say Ben or it's going to say Kelly. And
why are we not doing this tomorrow? It is. We have one.
Oh, you know what? Maybe we should do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do this tomorrow.
It's still
maybe
only Thursday. You felt like it was.
I
Friday,
did.
Didn't
I
you?
Felt like it was Friday.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think it Throwback Thursday threw me off. Like, I was thinking, man, this is, you know, we're heading into the weekend, you know, Super Bowl. Okay, all right.
And all that'll give me one more day for you to forget this idea.
Okay, great. All right, well, it's up to you then to remind me tomorrow that we need to do the bet for the Wheel of Dares. So, anyways.
Okay, not gonna.
All right. Oh, okay. It's 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So we have for you the podcast up at WDJX.com. If you missed anything or if you want to recap on our group therapy, which I think there was a lot of varying opinions, but I think that we steered her in the right direction.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, it's... If you can't get together on Valentine's Day, we said, you know, just kind of suggest maybe another night soon. We go out, just the two of us, and celebrate us.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to leave your comment, you always can at Ben and Kelly Show there on Facebook. And I haven't forgotten yet. We are going to do the Wheel of Dares bet for the Super Bowl tomorrow. Okay. I didn't mean to jump the gun there.
You can forget. I mean, it's not necessary.
I didn't mean to jump the gun there, but.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So anyways.
Uh-huh.
We'll do that next.
Keep it random, right? Because isn't everybody like rooting for the Bengals?
Well, you're indifferent.
Well, yeah, I largely don't care, but I feel like proximity Bengals, right?
No, I want the Bengals to win. So, I mean, if you want to just give me the Bengals, I'll root for the Bengals.
Wait, who's favored?
I don't know.
You haven't looked at the odds?
Okay.
All right,
well,
I'll
here,
do some research.
Hang on.
Are we going to do it right now?
Rams,
who
Bengals.
Favored.
We'll see what
in the Super Bengals Bowl
spread. All right. It looks like...
Why can't they just say, hey, we think...
I know, it's all...
that the Bengals are going to win.
Actually, no. It looks like the Rams are favorite right now.
Okay.
Yeah, Bengals are the underdogs, Rams are the favorite. So anyways. Okay. All right. Think on it. We don't want to do it now because we'll wait till Friday.
Well, I feel like you're from Ohio. You can't not root for the Bengals. So I'll take the fall.
Oh, you'll take the fall and take the you'll take the better odds. All right. Well, anyways, we'll give
you. In my heart, I want the Cinderella story to play out, right?
We'll give you 24 hours to think about it and for me to potentially forget about the Super Bowl bet. All right. So, all right. So that is tomorrow on the show. Anything else you can catch on the podcast at WDJX.com.